Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Jim Wolford from Atomic Data. And our topic is using both Apple and Microsoft on your company network. Mr. Wolford, I now need to use both for my business?
Tom, over the past 5 years, we've seen a great change in the personal computing marketplace. Consumer retail products like the iPhone, Android, iPad, and Apple Air have changed how we each use mobile devices. These devices started showing up in the boardrooms, on the owner's desks, and in the hands of most sales reps. This change has forced most companies to revisit the idea of how their network was originally built and what platform, Apple or Microsoft, it is built upon. Computers are at the heart of business today, and when deciding on what to purchase for employees, we need to take cost into consideration, but purpose and workflow are equally important. In the past, this caused most businesses to choose either Apple or Microsoft to run on their network, but not both. 95% of U.S. companies chose Microsoft due to the fact that they used Microsoft Office for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Nowadays, we're seeing more and more companies turn to Apple products. The iPad and iPhone have really forced most businesses, small and large, to relook at Apple as a business computing platform. When developing a network for both Apple and Microsoft, it's important to find a partner like Atomic Data that understands how these two systems can live harmoniously on your network.
Jim, this sounds like a really powerful concept. Who should be working with Atomic Data to develop Apple and Microsoft-based networks?
Well, if you want to use Apple computers alongside PCs, I would say you should be talking to Atomic Data about how it can be done. If any business owners hear from IT that they cannot use a certain device, they should contact Atomic Data and have an evaluation to verify that thought. 90% of businesses today should be able to use any device to access their corporate network.
If you'd like to speak with Jim Wolford or other members of Atomic Data, contact information in our business reference library can be found at todaysbusinessradio.com. Atomic Data and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to help with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.